So last week, we were playing this super viral audio of this television reporter in a helicopter covering the protests, but also talking about things that are going on in his life.
Right.
I am married. I am legally married. I am legally married. That's about the only way you can really say it. I am legally married. But I am not looking at now at all. I just had a bunch of debacles with my personal life. Yes, it's true. I know. It's hard to believe. Somebody that doesn't even know what he's talking about in a relationship. You know, do I get lonely? Of course. Of course. But I got cats.
That's Stu Mundell, who's now on the show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
We instantly loved you.
Yeah.
From that moment.
Immediately. You had me. Hello.
You had us at I'm Legally Married.
Right.
I'm legally married and you know, legally separated. My, you know, the first thing I got to say about all that is, of course, it's difficult to say it out loud. My wife got a hold of me pretty much like a day or two later, and she said that she was going to put out another video of her boo-hooing and saying, you know, it's like, what do you mean we're separated? You know, I had to find out on the Daily Mail. What's going on? You know? He just said he's working, but yeah, you know, you know it. I mean, I'm happy it went viral. I'm talking to Connecticut, for God's sake.
That's
how
right.
cool is this?
Yeah.
How cool is this?
Well, so what is the status of your marriage?
The status of my marriage is for some reason, and you know, I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of people, and believe me, I make it sound like that just happened. We've been separated for more than 5 years.
Okay.
She's got a whole other thing going on. I've had a couple of debacles.
What's a debacle?
You know, you get involved with somebody and then it doesn't work out.
Oh, okay.
And it's like you really like somebody and then that doesn't work out. And then some other people like you and, you know, you're just like, how do you say no? You know what I mean? How do you say no? My feelings get hurt. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Right, right, right. Yeah, right. It feels.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I'm 57. I'm 57. If this was happening in my 20s, I'd probably have a totally different attitude. But I'm 57.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you're in your 20s and you're a reporter in Los Angeles,
yeah,
you'll be fine.
Yeah, there's a line behind you waiting, yes.
Yeah, right?
Stu, are you talking into the mouthpiece of your phone?
No. Why? Can you not hear me?
It's better if you move the mouthpiece closer.
Hang on. You know what? I'm gonna do it the old-fashioned way.
Okay.
Get you on speakers. Is this better?
Better?
No?
Not really.
Oh, jeez. How about this? Is this
there it is.
100%.
Look at you. Nice.
100%
better. This is old school. I got the phone to my ear like it's a handset.
Nice.
Crazy.
Yeah. what a concept.
And I'll do that in the helicopter.
So why are you still married? Why didn't you guys get a divorce?
You know, that it's up to her. I like right out the box it was we're done. You know, that was her, not me. You guys fans of Talladega Nights?
Yes.
The movie? Yeah.
Yes.
You remember that scene where the best friend is like the two of them are talking and he's like, it was a hollow shell. No, you should have seen it coming. And he's like, no, I really didn't. That really was me. I was good the whole way. And then, you know, one day it was technology. Technology caught her. She had it going on. I wound up needing an iPad. I grabbed one of the iPads, went to clear the information on it. And lo and behold, I stumbled upon something.
Look at
that, see?
Yeah, and I, you're hearing one side of the story, but you know, I lived in Connecticut. You guys got to trust me. And I just said it. You know, I waited like a couple of days, and then I approached her with it, and she uh,
she lost it. She was like, you know, you know, it's over. We didn't, you know, this, that, and the other thing. So I did the responsible thing. I grabbed some stuff. I moved out of the house. I figured a little separation would be okay.
Right.
She demanded a divorce. I went and filed. We did all the paperwork. She got served. And she never signed it. She never signed it. She said she didn't want to sign it. She wasn't going to sign it. We got, you know.
Is she on your health care? Like, what's going on?
You know, it is, yeah, but that's the thing. It's like we set up a little, you know, palimony deal between us that I have respected. And like I said, we're still friends. And I think that causes a lot of issues with it. That really
does.
You're
a good guy.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, but it causes issues with the new ones because, you know, they're like, why aren't you getting a divorce? Why is she still in your life? And I'm like, well,
that's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
It is. And the reality is like, you know, it's two sides. One, like you said, I'm considering feelings. But the other side is, it's like, this could get ugly. You know what I mean? If I start telling her, hey, go F yourself and get out of my life and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, everybody knows this is California. She half. Are you kidding me? She'll take it all.
Damn right.
And I'll be living under a bridge. So I just, you know, so.
No, you'd be living in a helicopter.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'll be living at work in the hangar, right. You know?
Hey, hangar.
Anyways. Yeah. So you guys don't want to hear all this stuff.
Let's talk about
what we called
really?
It.
Can I tell you something? The second that I heard you, I said broadcasting needs more people like this. And I hope that your bosses heard this, saw it go viral and say, Stu, we want you to be Stu all the time.
You got personality.
You know, I've had bosses in the past say that, and they've regretted it quite a bit. And I got to tell you, the gals over here at Fox, those are my bosses. They're females. Not a word, not a peep, not a hey, okay, go for it, nothing.
Wow.
And it's interesting because my last real girlfriend, she's very corporate, very very corporate woman. I mean, she's a totally different world than where I come from. I'm blue collar, and I wound up in television news and television production. And when she heard this, it was like, what are you doing? Oh my God, they're going to fire you. What is wrong with you? You're messing with your career. You're messing with your life. And I'm just listening to her and I'm thinking to myself, am I? No, I'm really worried. But you know, it's like, I've been in these spots before but not like from this one, but yeah, it was like, it's everybody sees it totally different, and I do appreciate the shout out and the love from you guys.
Well, we need more real people in this industry.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is with me, what I report on for the most part is breaking news. I've really kind of known for my pursuit coverage, but breaking news, you know, a big fire, any kind of disaster, usually we're there first. And, you know, I know what's going on. I used to cover this stuff on the ground. I understand how they do things down there. And I love reporting things that I know and understand. And I can, and I do, I genuinely get into it. And I think that's what you guys are picking up on, is that I'm being genuine. And I can't turn it on and can't turn it off. It is just who I am. And you know, and when we're flying, and I'm going, you know, we're going, that
this
whole
is exactly
thing,
what we, I, so I, sorry to cut you off, but we knew what was happening. So you're covering the protests, you're hovering over one area where there's a protest, and now, all right, we're going to fly to the next area.
Yeah.
And you got to fill all that time.
There's a gap.
You can't say, there's, look at all the trees down there.
Just going to turn the microphone off. We'll be back in whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Talk to ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of folks do. They do shut it off. But you know what? I like the interaction. I like, you know, we're live on YouTube. I don't like it when it's just talking into the blind. But when the audience can respond and ask questions, and sometimes I can watch them bicker. And you know, politics is always getting into it.
Yeah.
You know, but for the most part, it's a positive crowd. I try to attract that. I encourage that. And as long as, you know, they're not throwing rocks at each other, I'm cool. And if you guys got questions and I want to join the chat too, but I can't type it out. So, and I got the privilege of saying it. So I read the comments. I try to respond to people. If you keep playing that clip, I'm not sure if it's exactly like that because I've heard different versions of it. But it's like literally that's my whole persona is like all of a sudden I'm like squirrel. You know, it's like I'm talking, and I'm like, oh, check out all those red cars down there because we flew over this house that the every car in the driveway was red and there was like five of them.
Yeah,
you know. So, but yeah, it's just. I appreciate that, dude. I really, really appreciate that. What's it like in Connecticut? Come on, man. Give me something.
We're talking to Stu Mundell. He's a Fox 11 Los Angeles aerial reporter who went viral just sharing parts of his life during a long broadcast. What part of Connecticut are you from or were you from?
I was little. I was really little. Like I was in kindergarten. I lived in Hartford, and I used to walk to school by myself.
You can't do that anymore now.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
No, parents would be arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Hartford's a much different place now.
Yes, yes.
And then after that, we lived in Southington, and I lived on Queens Terrace. It's a condominium. I actually drove out there probably now, like maybe 15 years more than that, 20 years ago.
Yeah,
and it's funny because you know that game you play. It's like your first pet and the street you grew up on, and that's your porn star name.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, mine would be Coco Queens.
Nice.
That's a good one,
man. That's a good one.
Yeah, why not? Go for it. New ear name.
Man, really great chatting with you. We want to check in with you from time to time if that's okay.
Anytime, man. Anytime. I wish I could bring you something more, but I, you know what? I love the love, and thanks for checking in with me. And you know, shout out to you guys too for picking up on it and carrying the torch for me. I love the love. Thank you.
No, we want more people like you in the industry.
Yeah, seriously, man.
We need more Stews.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that needs to be a hashtag.
Yeah.
It will be.
Stu Mundell, aerial reporter, Fox 11, Los Angeles. Thank you, brother.
All right, man. Love you guys.
All right. Love you too, man.